Catfishing Radio, episode 11.
You're listening to Learn to Catch Catfish, Catfishing Radio, with your host, professional guide, Chad Ferguson. Catfishing Radio covers tips, tricks, and information to help you learn how to catch more and bigger catfish on your next fishing trip. The ultimate resource available for expert catfishing information. After listening, make sure you visit learntocatchcatfish.com. Now, here's your host, Chad Ferguson.
Hello, everybody. It's Chad Ferguson, learntocatchcatfish.com. And again, this is Catfishing Radio, episode 11. Catfishing Radio is the podcast radio show dedicated to the sport of fishing for catfish. Whether you fish for blues, channels, or flatheads, fish in lakes, rivers, streams, or ponds, our goal is to help you with the information you need to catch more and bigger catfish on your next fishing trip. Catfishing Radio is a small portion of the information that we provide at Learn to Catch Catfish. If you haven't already done so already, make sure you head over to learntocatchcatfish.com. Check out all the articles, videos, and other information you find there on the website, because again, the podcast Catfishing Radio is just a small portion of what we do through the Learn to Catch Catfish website. If this is your first time listening to Catfishing Radio, head over to learntocatchcatfish.com/catfishingradio. There you'll find an episode guide of all our past episodes, brief summary of what those shows are about, and in each and every show you'll find a page with show notes for each episode where you can go back and find links to all the articles, products, and other information that we discuss in each and every show. That way, if you're out driving around town, cutting your grass, working, whatever you're doing, you can go back and find that information quickly and easily through the Learn to Catch Catfish website. If you like something you hear in one of the shows, have a question, or want to leave us some feedback about anything at all, except for maybe finding somebody else to host Catfishing Radio, we are certainly open to your feedback. Head on over to learntocatchcatfish.com. Find the episode page for this show and leave a comment on the website. We go through and read each and every one of those comments every day, try to make sure that we note any feedback that anybody has, and try to answer any and all questions we get answered or get asked. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/catchcatfish, and on Twitter at twitter.com/catchcatfish, or message me at catchcatfish there on Twitter. If you have a question about fishing for catfish, you can head over to the Learn to Catch Catfish website. Go up to the top. You'll find a page that says Ask a Question. You can submit your questions there. Just understand, we're at a point now, we are getting so many emails each and every day that it's hard for us to go in and answer all of them. But I can assure you that at some point, we will get around to answering the questions that you have. It may be on the podcast. It may be in an article. It gives me lots of great ideas for what we have going on. I have so many questions, I just throw my hands in the air some days and just realize there's no way I'm going to be able to get around to each and every one of them. I'd be writing emails all day long, but I am doing the best I can to get those questions answered. If you haven't done so already, go over to the website, check out catfishingrig.com. That's the page for the Secret Channel Catfish Rig ebook. That is the rig that I use fishing for channel catfish almost exclusively, getting amazing feedback from people who are buying that book as expected. Guys going out having more success than they've ever had, or certainly had in a very long time. You can also check out the Summer Channel Catfish Techniques ebook at summerchannelcatfish.com. That is an in-depth, step-by-step, blow-by-blow walkthrough on all the tips, tricks, techniques, everything that I do to find and catch channel catfish during the summer months. No holds barred, no secrets. If you can't go out and catch channel catfish after you read that book, you're not happy with it, all you got to do is send me an email. I'll refund your money in full. No questions asked. That's how confident I am that in that book. And that book is changing the way people are going about fishing for catfish. Tons of great feedback. You can go over to that page again, summerchannelcatfish.com. Find feedback on that. Again, the Secret Catfish Rig is at catfishingrig.com. The proceeds from those ebooks are what we use to be able to continue to pay for the equipment, the hosting, pay for the website, everything else that is involved with keeping Catfishing Radio online, on the air, out there, and available. So, the last episode of Catfishing Radio, episode 10, was a little bit late getting up and being available online. Had to miss some time there. We ran into some issues. What has happened? The Catfishing Radio show has gotten so popular so fast that I got a nasty email from our web host about a week ago, and they said, sorry, buddy, you're going to have to take a hike. You are using too many or too much of our resources on our servers at one time, and we had to go out and find a new host to host the podcast files on. Had to actually move to a podcast hosting service that is made to handle all the bandwidth and bits and data and all the other technical geek garbage that's involved with hosting and keeping these files online. So I had to move a bunch of files around and get a bunch of people to help me kind of get that up and running and working again. And because of that, we ran into some constraints with the number of files that we could have available within a set time frame. So that's why the show didn't go up last week on Monday like we have been trying to do. It was going to cost me about between $50 and $100 to get one show up early, so I just decided to hold off on it and wait because I couldn't afford or justify spending $50 to $100 to save 3 or 4 days worth of time. So that's why the last show was not up on the schedule. Hopefully, knock on wood, I think that we've worked through that now. The host that I have moved to is what all the big podcasting names have directed me to. Had to pay a little bit money for it, a little bit more money for it, actually a lot more money for it. But it's there, and hopefully we won't have to make any more changes in the future, and we'll be able to continue marching forward as we have in the past. Have a lot going on around here right now. It is hot. Man, is it hot. You talk about crazy heat. 108 degrees in Fort Worth, Texas yesterday. And man, was it miserable to be out fishing in that weather. But we slayed the catfish. We got off the water early, though, because about 10:30, man, I thought I was going to melt. I was out of there and done and moving on to something else. Working on a lot of big things, exciting things here in the world of Learn to Catch Catfish coming up that I hope I can announce in the very near future. I'm hoping to be able to announce them within the next week or so. We'll see what happens. I'm just trying to get the final details hashed out, and then I'm going to blow the lid off of it, let everybody know what's going on out there. Really excited about it. And I think we're going to be doing a live seminar here in the next few weeks, sometime mid-August. I say few weeks, about a month from now, sometime mid-August. Still trying to get the details on that hashed out, and I hope to be able to announce that here in the next couple of weeks as well. It will be in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area, and as soon as I get the details on that and I'm certain that that's going to be taking place, then I will make sure I announce that on the website and here on the podcast as well. I would love to see all the Learn to Catch Catfish folks out there for the seminar with a good showing, and love to meet some guys and be able to put a face with a name for all the people that are out there leaving comments all the time. So with much further ado, I think I got deer on the brain. I just saw a deer when I was driving down the road a few minutes ago. Much further ado, want to talk about today's show. Have a very special guest on this episode of Catfishing Radio. One of the things that I have been questioned about time and time again since I started learning to catch catfish was the Team Catfish products. And people wanting reviews of these products, wanting more information on these products. Certainly, Team Catfish is the biggest brand, or one of the biggest brands, in the catfishing tackle world today. And over the last few months, Jeff Williams and I, Jeff's the owner of Team Catfish. Jeff and I have talked off and on over the past 10 years ago since I started as a catfish guide. And over the last couple months, Jeff and I have been talking more about his products and catfishing radio and kind of what I have going on and what he's got going on and what we can do to work together. And Jeff has come on board and is going to help me with some different things with catfishing radio and participate as a bit of, I guess, a sponsor, you would say. And because of that, and because I have so many questions about Team Catfish products, and there's so many people that want to learn more about these different products that are out there, wanted to bring Jeff on the show today and talk to him a little bit about catfish tackle and the Team Catfish products. Jeff is a wealth of information when it comes to fishing for catfish. Our fishing styles are very similar from what I know from talking to him in the past. And I'm hoping here in the not-too-distant future, Jeff and I are going to be able to get together and shoot some videos together. He's talked about coming here to North Texas and doing some fishing with me, and I've talked to him some about heading up to Oklahoma where he lives and doing some fishing with him. And I think here, hopefully, for too long, maybe when the weather starts to cool off and the big blue cat get out on the prowl, I think we're going to try to get together and maybe do some of that together, shoot some videos and maybe record some more interviews and do some more stuff for Catfishing Radio and Learn to Catch Catfish. But in the meantime, going to bring Jeff on today's show and talk to him about all the different products that he has, learn some more information about his baits, fishing rods, everything else. And then next week, we're going to talk a little bit more about catfish hooks. I've covered recently, talked about rods, talked about reels, talked about catfish tackle in last week's episode. I've talked recently about fishing line. Again, trying to build upon some basics for people to work with to go from zero to fishing, make sure that they've got good gear that's going to work when they're out on the water, and make sure that they're not wasting their hard-earned money on stuff that's not going to work for them and that's going to provide good value. Now, I have a big box of stuff that Jeff sent me from Team Catfish. I have not used everything that we're going to talk about in this show. I have seen everything, I believe, if not most everything. And I can tell you that, as I'll mention in this interview, Jeff has got some very good quality products. I was very impressed with what he has. Some of the tackle he has is not exactly my preference, but he's not building Chad Ferguson tackle. He's building tackle for catfish anglers, and everybody has different preferences and different needs. So as I've said in the past, I can only tell you what works for me and what I like to do, but I can tell you that everything I have seen from the Team Catfish brand has been a good quality product, and we're going to talk about that some more in my interview here with Jeff. So let's bring Jeff on. We'll talk about this, and then I'm going to come back on and wrap things up for this episode of Catfishing Radio. My special guest on the phone today, Jeff Williams from Team Catfish Tackle. If you've been around the catfishing world or the fishing world very long, especially in the last few years, chances are that you have probably heard of Team Catfish. If you haven't, you've probably been living underneath a rock somewhere, because this guy's stuff is everywhere, and he has really made a name for himself in the catfishing world with providing some good quality tackle. And over the last year here at Learn to Catch Catfish, I've had countless questions, people sending me wanting to know about the different baits and the different products that Team Catfish have. And Jeff and I have been talking here for the last few weeks and have joined forces, so to speak, and he's going to help out with a little sponsorship here with Catfishing Radio. And I wanted to have him on the phone today and talk a little bit about some of his products and what he's got going over there with the Team Catfish brand. You doing all right, Jeff?
Yes, sir. Glad to be at Team Catfish Radio.
All right, man. Well, Jeff, tell us a little bit about Team Catfish and you and kind of how you got started with this tackle business.
Okay, that's a good question. We got started with our tackle business in 2006. I kind of based our tackle company around my guide service and all the catfishing experience, tournament experience that I had had, pretty much fishing from the James River in Virginia all the way through the southeast and the Midwest, all the way into the west and the south and down into Texas where you're at, and learned a lot on the tournament trails and learned a lot over about 15 years of guiding for catfish, and found out that I wasn't alone in the catfishing world trying to find a good quality catfishing tackle, and good quality catfishing tackle that looked nice, represented catfishing well, showcase the catfish angler as a legitimate freshwater angler, just like a bass angler or a walleye angler. And so we started working on the Team Catfish brand from the quality aspect and the visual aspect, because we're proud to be catfish anglers, and we wanted catfish anglers to have as nice a products as any of the other freshwater anglers in the country.
And I guess I just realized, Jeff, just thinking about what you were saying, that I guess you're probably the only dedicated catfish tackle company that's out there right now, aren't you?
As far as a full line of catfishing gear goes, that's catfish branded, that's 100% focused on catfishing, the Team Catfish brand is the only one that I know of. There are other tackle companies that have lines of catfishing gear, and there are other tackle companies that dabble a little bit in catfishing, but they specialize in other forms of fishing, and they kind of attack the catfish market when it's comfortable or easy for them with a few products. But eventually, the Team Catfish brand will have everything an angler needs, from a hook all the way to the end of his rod right now, and we're just missing a few components. We're missing reels, and we're missing like swivels and a little bit of monofilament, and from that point on, we will have everything that a catfish angler would need to catch a catfish in the Team Catfish brand.
And that's a pretty full line of gear there. And I have to say, I got started with this stuff from Jeff, and I want to kind of lead into baits here, because the baits are one of the products that I've had probably the most questions about. And Jeff sent me some of his Secret 7 bait and his Sudden Impact Fiber bait, and I've been using this Sudden Impact Fiber bait here for the last, I guess it's been about 2 months, hasn't it, Jeff, something like that?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And we have caught a ton of fish on this bait. And what has impressed me more than anything over the last year and a half since I started the Learn to Catch Catfish website, I've dedicated a ton of time, articles, videos to fishing punch bait in the heat. And Jeff's punch bait is fiber bait. Jeff informed me the other day that people outside of Texas didn't know what punch bait was. So I'm going to try to get in the habit of calling it fiber bait. It's a long-standing habit. But, I'm so used to having to fish these fiber baits or punch baits in the heat and having to keep them on ice and having to add cattails to them and going through all this different care and feeding of them. And Jeff's bait, the Team Catfish Sudden Impact Fiber Bait, has been sitting in my boat, uncooled, unattended, nothing added to it at all whatsoever, and is still good and thick and stays on the hook. And so that being said, one of these days I've got a review that I'm going to put up on there with some more information about that. But, Jeff, why don't you tell us a little bit about your two baits and kind of what they do and a little bit more information about them.
Okay. The first bait that we came out with was a bait called Secret 7. And we looked at this market from a national standpoint, and when we built the Team Catfish brand, we knew we had to have a manufactured bait. And once you leave Texas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma, a lot of people have never heard of a punch bait or fiber bait. So we bought a recipe. We actually bought a small bait company and bought a recipe from a retired chemist out of Illinois. That was his family's recipe. He had built this thing, and took him about 15 years to get it finalized. And he was building dip bait for a few tackle shops in Illinois, and cordially declined to build bait for me. He would rather sell me the recipe because he knew he was going to have to turn. It was going to turn into making a whole lot of bait, and he just didn't want to work that hard. So we bought the recipe. And we have Cat Tracker Bait Company in Dubuque, Iowa, manufacture our Secret 7 dip bait, and it is a really sticky, creamy, smooth of a bait that folks never have to touch. And but it takes a bait holder like a tube or like a dip worm, or we have some called furry thing bait holders. And what you do is you tie these bait holders on your line. And you just take a paint stick and you mash these bait holders down into the Secret 7, and you pull your bait out and you cast it out, kind of let it dissolve under the water, and catfish home in on the scent trail that it's giving off, and eat the bait in the bait holder. Kind of the beauty of the dip bait. Well, we learned a lot about bait after we bought that and manufactured that, and had some trials, some errors. And one of the things we found out was the giant range in climates from the people that are fishing in Wisconsin to the people that are fishing where you are. People fish at night, and people fish in the wintertime. People fish when it's 108 out. So you've got all these factors that you have to look at when you're building bait on a national level, not just regional level, but a national level where anybody in the country can take a tub of bait out at any time and go fishing. Well, once we overcome a few things with the Secret 7 bait over the years, we won 3 national championship catfish tournaments at the Bass Pro Shops Big Cat Quest, and that really blew our bait business up from that point on. We actually won one of those down there in Texas on Lake Texoma. We took 1st, 3rd, 7th, and 9th place in the top 10. And all the anglers used the Secret 7 for at that tournament. We hadn't released the fiber bait. So we released the fiber bait in March of 2010, and we didn't want to follow in the footsteps of all the guys that call their bait punch bait, like you had said. We really feel like that there's a lot of people that need educated on what a punch bait or a fiber bait is. So we chose the name fiber bait, and it really makes a lot more sense to people that have no idea what a punch bait is. And you know, we took a lot of the very best parts of the Secret 7, which was a really sticky, creamy dip bait that performed really good in cooler weather up to, you know, fairly warm weather, and then we kind of fortified it with those fibers. We added some moisturizers to it to make it really, really kind of, you know, sticky but loose, to where a guy could use it at midnight in Wisconsin where it was 40 degrees, or you can leave it in the boat, and that stickiness and the ability to keep from falling apart around the fibers is what really separates the sudden impact fiber bait from all of the other punch baits that are available on the market. So to make a long story short, we just took the best of we could find with the Secret 7, you know, over a year and a half of worth of working and blending products and testing it. We came out with the sudden impact fiber bait, and it's been a huge success. We've got people using it from coast to coast and north to south, and introducing a lot of people to just a treble hook style of catfish bait.
And I'm going to tell you, Jeff, I didn't believe you when you told me that it was going to stay on the hook in the heat, and you told me about the black bucket and everything else, and I thought, well, all right, we'll see. And I fished day before yesterday. It was 108 degrees in Fort Worth, Texas, and I had that bucket of bait sitting on the front end of the boat, out in the sun, it had been in the boat shed all night, all day the day before, and you know, it baited right up and stayed on the hook. And you know, I sent you a couple of pictures of some other baits that I've used in the past and what they look like when they've been out in the sun. So I don't know what you're putting in it, but whatever it is works and works very well. And as I told, you know, you the other day, and just to share with other people, I fished it side by side against a number of other baits that I've used in the past. And, you know, it kept up or outfished them in all situations that I used them in. So it's definitely a good product. And I've got a bucket of the Secret 7 sitting here that I'm going to be giving a try here very soon. So tell me a little bit about the other products. So you've got fishing rods, you've got some different sprays and fish grips and hooks and all kinds of other stuff. So tell us a little bit about some of the other products.
Yeah, that's a big question. There's a lot of products in the Team Catfish brand, and we have very high quality products besides the Secret 7 and the fiber bait. You know, we focused on really high quality catfish hooks for the rod and reel fishermen. We have a really unique product that a lot of catfish anglers have never seen before called a sinker slide. We actually brought that product from the saltwater market into the catfish brand in 2007 and just really kind of blew everybody away that as a way to be able to take your sinkers off of your line or change sinkers when you're fishing without having to cut your line. And the sinker slide was a runaway success. I actually invented a product that I'm very proud of for our brand. One of the products I invented was called a sinker bumper. And it is the first soft rubber bumper that takes the place of a hard plastic bead. And over the years of guiding, and, you know, the last 2 years I was a full-time catfish guide at Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri, I was averaging around 225 trips a year. And, man, I'm telling you what, that's a lot of days on the water. And I always used braided line, and I always used egg sinkers at that time. That's back before the Team Catfish brand was built. And one of the things I noticed after day after day after day of fishing with 65-pound braided line and egg sinkers was I kept nicking my egg sinkers. They would get little nicks in them, and they would get little flat spots on them where they would go down and hit that swivel. I never was a fan of a bead because the beads were always, plastic beads are harder than the lead. And what happens when your egg sinker comes down and hits your swivel or it hits your bead, it actually starts closing that hole on that egg sinker. And when it starts to close that hole, you have an egg sinker with a sharp edge in there, and it will just scratch the fire out of braided and monofilament line. And I tell people this all the time. If you've ever been out somewhere and set the hook and you never felt a thing, it was just woof, the line broke for no apparent reason. A lot of times your sliding sinkers are damaging your line. So we actually invented a soft rubber bumper that fits over the top of your swivel. And when that sinker comes down and hits that swivel, it's like the ultimate lead protector, and that's called a sinker bumper. I can't really get into all of the catfish hooks that we have, but the catfish hooks that the most popular hook we have is called a double action. It's a hook that folks can actually let the fish swim off and hook theirself, or they can reel their on their hook set. They can reel their reeler really fast and hook a fish. Or they can stand up and sweep the rod with a long sweeping motion and hook the fish. Hence the name double action or triple action is what we should have really called it. But the double action catfish hooks are an extremely popular product. We sell thousands and thousands of those. We have those in 1/0, 3/0, 5/0, and 8/0. And then for 2011, we introduced the first line of monster hooks for catfish anglers called Super Cat. And we have a Super Circle in three different sizes, a 9/0, 10/0, and 12/0 Super Circle that was designed off the same pattern as the double action. And then we have a 4/0, 6/0, 8/0, and 10/0 Super J hook, which are just awesome, like for people that fish with flatheads and really big fish. The Super Cat series of hooks is designed to handle any catfish anywhere, anytime. You're just never going to have to worry about your hook. So moving on, we have a line of rods that we've had, I'll be honest with you, we've had a little bit of difficulty keeping up with the supply of rods. We have some American-made rods that were originally started out as a half-ton, three-quarter-ton, and one-ton series. We call it the ton series of rods. And we still offer a few of the three-quarter-tons and one-ton casting models. And slowly we're inching our way to a new series of catfishing rods called Thundercats. And at some point in time, we're going to have a full series of Thundercat rods, but not until we find the exact manufacturer that we want to use for those rods, because we're going to have very, very high volumes selling high volumes of rods with the Thundercat series because of the prices, and we're still really looking at the different manufacturers we have available to us. We don't have any reels at this time, but we do sell reels, some Okuma reels, on a sister website of ours called CheapSinkers.com. But we do have the rods, and we do have an outstanding braided line for folks that like to use braided line like a Power Pro or a Spiderwire. And we've got an American-made braid called Tug of War, and we have that in high-vis yellow, which is my favorite, or we have it in low-vis, we call a Voodoo Green, and we have that available in 100, 300, and 1,200-yard spools. And, folks, it's just as good a braided line, or if not better braided line, than you have ever used in your entire life. We have people that just rant and rave about the durability, the abrasion resistance, and the strength of the tug-of-war braided line. It's an outstanding addition to our Team Catfish brand. The floating fish grips are a product that we've had in the brand from the very beginning. And they are designed, a fish handling device that's designed to float if you drop it in the water, which is very unique for fish handling pliers. They're designed to clamp down on the jaw of the fish without hurting the fish. And you can actually manage and hold on to your fish with the fish grip a lot better than you can with a loose type of a boga grip where the fish flops all around the place. You really can't manage your fish and do what you need to do if you're taking a picture or letting a little kid hold on to a fish. The fish grip has a hole in the handle for a scale, so if you put the grip on the fish's jaw, you can easily load a digital scale into your fish grip and weigh your fish that way. So it's a very well thought out product. It's a patented product. We didn't invent that, but we brought the yellow fish grip into the brand, and we've just sold thousands and thousands to catfish anglers that needed a better way to hang on to their fish. And a lot of people like to use their fish grip when they're filleting fish, because they can grab their fish and they can flay one side, and then they flip their grip over and they flay the other side, and then they throw their fish away. And that's, a lot of people are not used to hanging on to catfish and working around their horns. So the fish grip's got multiple uses. Another product that I developed for the brand is a simple little product. I spent a lot of time on it back in my guide service days, trying to develop a spray attractant to help revitalize washed out natural baits like shad and skipjack. And when we were at tournaments, or when we were guiding day after day after day, I didn't use a whole lot of dip bait at that point in time in my life, because we were really concentrating on guiding for big blues, and the manufactured bait will catch some big blues from time to time, but it's not as good a bait as a fresh natural bait. And we needed something to help, kind of, when you bring your bait back in from soaking in the water for 30 minutes without a hit, and you bring it in, it's all faded out and washed out, and it really doesn't look very good. It doesn't look like there's much scent left on that bait or blood on that bait. I've built a spray that you spray, or you actually soak your bait right in. It's called the Dead Red Blood Spray, and we sell cases, hundreds of cases of this stuff in Texas. And people are using this stuff on everything from limb line baits, jug line baits, rod and reel baits, and the most fascinating thing, it took on a life form of its own, was the people that started using it on frozen bait. We never built it and envisioned it to be used on frozen bait, but people that have to buy frozen bait and frozen shrimp in particular, they will take a bottle of that blood spray and soak a couple dozen shrimp overnight in a Ziploc bag or a plastic container of some, and let that blood spray soak into those shrimp. And I tell you what, I have never fished with it myself. I don't know, but it must work because we sell a lot of bottles to people that use it on frozen bait. So those are kind of some of the highlights of the brand. That I know that sounds like a lot of stuff, and I covered it pretty quickly. I hope I didn't leave anything out, but we, you know, all the different colors of dip tubes and the furry thing bait holders. And I mean, there's little trinkets, hats, clothes, rulers, chrome decals, things like that in the brand too, for people that want to buy, apparel. We have some Team Catfish clothes and hoodies and hats that are really nice looking and offer some really big, large sizes up to like 5X. Where that's hard for a lot of people to find is a nice looking long sleeve t-shirt, hoodie, or a short sleeve shirt in a 5X. So I hope that answered your question.
Well, I think you pretty much covered it all, or at least got pretty close. And you got a lot of products, obviously, so it wouldn't, I don't think, behoove us to go through and talk about each and every single one in detail, because we'd probably be here for a couple of days. But you know, I have seen, I don't know if I've seen all the products that Jeff has, but I've seen quite a few of them. And, you know, everything that he's got is certainly very high quality. And, you know, the fishing rods he sent to me, and I was really, really surprised when I saw them. You know, it is probably the most solid built fishing rod that I have laid my hands on in quite some time. And you know, there's a lot of bad rods on the market, there's a lot of decent rods on the market, there's a few good ones out there, but in the grand scheme of things, this is absolutely the most solid built rod that I've seen. It's a little bit heavier than what I traditionally use, but I have been fishing with them off and on here the last few weeks, and I'm certainly, when I get real heavy back into fishing for blue catfish this fall and winter, I'm going to really give them a whirl and see if I can't give them a workout. And, you know, I have no doubt that they're going to hold up real well. And the unique thing, I think, specifically about the Thundercat rods that Jeff's talking about is you can tell in the details looking at them that they were built specifically for catfish anglers, and that it's not a fishing rod that a rod company just decided to slap a catfish logo on as an afterthought, because it's got all the things that everybody's looking for that's really seriously catfishing on a regular basis. And one of the biggest things that I like about it is it's got that good long handle on it, which is really hard to find. And I will not fish with a rod that doesn't have a long handle on it. And, you know, there's a number of reasons behind that. I've talked about that a lot in the past on a bunch of the other episodes. Now, I wanted to just say real quick, Jeff, and let you address one thing that I'm just kind of looking through my emails here of questions that guys have sent in to me over the past year. And some of them have been answered, some of them haven't. But I've had a lot of questions about one-piece and two-piece fishing rods. And I generally use an 8-foot or longer fishing rod, and, you know, have been using two-piece fishing rods for years and never think a thing about it. But it seems to be an area of a lot of concern for a lot of people, and they're just really concerned about, I guess, losing sensitivity by having a two-piece rod. I'm really not sure what the issue is, because, like I said, I don't ever think anything about it. Can you talk about the two-piece fishing rods a little bit and kind of what you've done with those?
Yeah, the two-piece fishing rod in the Thundercat series is something that we just had a lot of requests for. We had to have kind of a we call it a kind of a do-it-all rod, and it's not going to do it all for the people that are fishing for ultra-sensitive fish for graphite rods, and it's not going to do it all for a guy that's going to the Mississippi River and throwing 8, 10, 12 ounces and catching 50 and 60-pound blue cats. But for your average fisherman that's fishing out on a reservoir that wants something durable, but sometimes he has to fish from the bank, sometimes they have to fish, they get a chance to fish in a boat. A lot of people can't handle 8-foot rods in their vehicles or their trucks or wherever it is. So we went to our manufacturer and we said, okay, what is the very best way that you can build a 2-piece rod that's durable, that folks aren't going to lose sensitivity with? I'm not going to have to worry about breakage problems. It's going to feel and act and work just like a 1-piece rod, but at the end of the day, they can break it down. Well, we came up with the Thundercat 2-piece medium action Thundercat, the rods that you have, and a lot of it was, my rod manufacturer's input into how the rods went together, the thickness of the walls, the durability factor on the top piece that slides down over the bottom piece. The wall thickness is the biggest thing, and how that piece fits together and how far down they fit together. If they only fit together about an inch, you're in trouble. If they fit together, 2 or 3 inches, you're going to start having a lot more action and a lot more durability. And the Thundercat rods do fit together really nicely, and they've got a really long, tight-fitting sleeve it just feels and acts just like a one-piece rod. And if somebody would, if somebody just put a little drop of super glue in there, they wouldn't even know they weren't fishing with a 1-piece rod. I mean, I'm so confident in these rods and the way they were built that, unless you told somebody, hey, this was a 2-piece rod, I don't even know that they would know that they were fishing with one. So I have to give our manufacturers a lot of credit because they're the ones that really came up with that locking system.
Yeah, and I was really surprised at how well it fit together. And almost when you had it together, usually even with a 2-piece, once you get it together and seated real well, you can twist it and it'll twist some. And it was almost felt like it had a rubberized coating inside of it when I put it in there. And I didn't even look to see if you had something down in there. But I was really surprised at how well it stuck and stayed that way when I put that thing together. So Jeff, tell us if they want to find out more about your products. Obviously, I know you have a phone number that they can call and a web address, and we'll go back and put this in all the show notes for this episode of Catfishing Radio. This is going to be episode 11 of Catfishing Radio, so you'll find this in the show notes, and we'll put some links to Jeff's website and phone number. But for those that aren't on the website, what's your phone number and website address?
Okay, we got a toll-free number and hours of operation there are 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday Central Time. That phone number is 866-466-5738. And our web address is real easy to find. It's just teamcatfish.com. Doesn't really get any simpler than that. And we have girls that can help you place your order. We don't have a printed catalog that we mail out, but we do have a mail form for people that want to look at the website and then send their money in with a little short mail order form that we have. And we take money orders, we take personal checks, we take credit cards, but the best way with the best shipping is to create an easy account at teamcatfish.com. Order your products. We have a flat shipping rate of $7.95. You can order $1 million worth of product off there, and the only thing you're going to have to pay is $7.95 shipping. So a lot of people really like that. You can't drive to the store for $7.95 in most cases, and we keep our shipping rates really low, and we keep a lot of happy customers that way.
Yeah, I don't think I can get out of the driveway for $7.95 anymore.
It's pretty tough.
you turn that big old 3/4 ton truck on and you just see the gas gauge moving. So everybody make sure you go over there and check out the Jeff's products there on the Team Catfish website. Again, it's teamcatfish.com. And he's also got a page on Facebook. Is it facebook.com/teamcatfish, Jeff? Is that it?
I think so. It's pretty easy to find. It's just if they will type in Team Catfish Tackle on the Facebook search bar, it'll take you right to the page.
All right. Well, like I said, everybody go and check out Jeff's products. And certainly, like I said, as I get more opportunity to use all the different products and experience them firsthand, then I will certainly go in and put more photos and videos and information on the website to kind of let people know what I'm using and all those different things so you can get out there and check those out. All right, Jeff. Well, I thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Hey, I'm glad to be a part of your show. I think it's going to be a home run success. There's lots of catfish anglers out there that need this information. We have lots of catfishing videos that are available for people to watch that they can learn from. They can learn from your radio program, and this is the kind of stuff that helps move our sport forward, and it's just a win-win for everybody. So we're glad to be a part of your show.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate you taking the time today.
So again, that was Jeff Williams with Team Catfish Tackle. If you guys go over, check him out, Team Catfish Tackle or teamcatfish.com. Check him out on Facebook over there, Team Catfish on Facebook. Leave him a quick note. Let him know, hey, heard you on Catfishing Radio. Love the show. Like to hear about your product, something. Let Jeff know that you heard about him here on the Catfishing Radio show and that the listeners of Catfishing Radio are listening to what's going on out there. I can see the numbers. I know people are listening myself, but it's always great when other guys come on here, take their time to share information with us that they know that others are listening. And we're going to have certainly more with Jeff in the future. I think, again, Jeff is a wealth of information when it comes to fishing for catfish and can certainly offer some perspectives from a different state, from different techniques. Obviously, Jeff was a guide for a very long time and has a very highly respected opinion in the catfishing world. So this is not the first time or the last time that we'll hear from Jeff, and certainly we're going to be working together some more in the future and sharing information, not only probably about new products that he may have coming out in the future, but also just coming on talking about catfishing. And certainly there's a couple of things came up in today's interview with Jeff that I want to go back and explore some more, not so much about his products, but a couple of comments that he made that kind of touch on subjects that I've had a lot of questions about. And I'd certainly like to have somebody else's perspective in addition to my own to kind of help expand upon those different topics. So again, that in mind, we're running almost 50 minutes now. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this week's show of Catfishing Radio. If you again, head over to learntocatchcatfish.com/catfishingradio. You'll find a complete list of all the previous episodes and a summary of each show. Go over to the page on iTunes, learntocatchcatfish.com/iTunes, and go over to iTunes, leave us a star rating, write us a quick review, let everybody know what you think about Catfishing Radio, and then go over to the left-hand side of that page and click the subscribe button. And make sure that you also go out, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your fishing buddies. Let everybody know what we're doing here at Catfishing Radio and help to spread the word. Because certainly, again, the more people we get listening to the show and visiting the website, the more that we will be able to continue to do in the future with Catfishing Radio. If you haven't done so already, make sure you head over to the website and complete our survey, learntocatchcatfish.com/feedback, F-E-E-D-B-A-C-K, learntocatchcatfish.com/feedback. That's a quick 10-question survey that we put together for the people that are listening to Catfishing Radio, for the people who are reading the Learn to Catch Catfish website, watching the videos, so we can get a better idea on what you think about the information that we have provided on the website in the past, and also what kind of topics you would like us to cover more about in the future. Again, learntocatchcatfish.com/feedback. If you want to help us pay the bills, help us continue to be able to keep the show online and continue to do the things that we're doing with the website and the podcast, go over and check out the Summer Channel Catfish Techniques ebook at summerchannelcatfish.com and the Secret Catfish Rig at catfishingrig.com. Again, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listening to Catfishing Radio. And thank you to all of those who have gone over and left reviews, who've sent emails, who've left comments, and let us know how much you like the show, because we certainly appreciate your feedback. We'll be back again next week, episode 12. We're going to talk catfish hooks, everything you need to know, most likely, not 100% sure, may do a catfishing Q&A session. You never know. We'll see what happens. Take care. Tight lines and screaming clickers. We'll catch you next time.